And Joseph Bagley, who's the Howarth's successor at the museum, who'd been an assistant meteorologist for most of his career already in Sheffield. He took over management at the weather station, got it all the way back up to spec, and the Met Office were very happy. I should say that during World War One, Joseph Bagley was called up, and he served as a meteorologist
Did he?
for the it would have been the Royal Air Corps
Yeah.
at that point, but he caught dysentery, so he was sent home. But he was a field meteorologist out in the trenches with his weather recording equipment, getting shot at. He was sent home, and then in the Second World War, Bagley again had to take weather readings quite often late at night, when the
So that was here.
that was here
Yeah.
again. This was during the blitzes, the various
Yeah.
air raids. The obviously the
Yeah.
weather readings were very important, so the Air Ministry and the Met Office and the RAF would contact Bagley and say, "We need hour by hour updates of what
Right.
the wind's doing." And he was up on the museum roof in 1940, taking the wind readings literally throughout the night. And it was shortly after that the museum was bombed. Now, I have a little pet theory,
Yeah.
and there's no way that we could ever corroborate this. The museum was hit, direct hit, and the usual explanation is that the Luftwaffe got lost and were trying to hit the factories in the East End and
Yeah.
ended up on the West End instead. I have a pet theory that they may have been aiming for the Met station,
Right.
but I don't know how likely that is or anything, whether it'd be able to prove it. But they didn't hit the Met station, they did hit the museum roof and blew a big hole in it. But the Met station carried on,
Right.
even though the half of the museum building was derelict. For the
Yes.
next 20 years, the Met station carried on.